Eddie Fainer struck out more than 140,000 batters. They included Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente. Fainer's strikeout victims were playing softball, fast-pitch softball. Fainer threw a softball faster than 100 miles an hour. He was so good, he toured with a team that consisted of just him and three other players. They were known as the King and his Court. Eddie Fainer was born Merle King, and he died a legend of his game last week at the age of 81. Joining us by phone is his widow and former teammate, Anne-Marie Fainer. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me and remembering Eddie.
I gather if I were to refer to him as Mr. Fainer, that would be to do his memory some offense here.
Absolutely. Anyone that ever met Eddie, millions of people, he would right off tell them it's either Eddie or King.
Or King. I want you to draw a picture for people of how he would lead a team of just four players, and they would beat an entire field of players who were against them.
Eddie and the guys played on a nine-man team in 1946. And a man who they had beat said, "Hey, you guys think you're so good? You bring your catcher, shortstop, and first baseman down here, and we'll play you." So, sure enough, the four men took the field, and they won hands down. And the rest is history.
Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente faced him in various exhibitions, but he was a barnstormer. This was a crew that went from town to town, from fair to fair, and we used to see them once in a while on television, or I think in newsreels even, but they were known all over the country.
And actually all around the world, we've been to over 104 countries, and everyone needs to know that the shows that the King and his Court perform, even until this day and into the future, are done for charity.
Eddie Fainer faced so many batters, including some very great Major League ballplayers. Who was his idea of the best hitter he'd ever seen?
Actually, Eddie had two favorites, Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle. He loved Mick. He thought he had a great swing. But, however, Ted Williams is the only major leaguer that Eddie wouldn't pitch to. Now, Ted would come to a lot of the games, but Eddie would always tell him, "Ted, go sit down." Well, in their older days together, they joked with each other, and Ted told Eddie he appreciated it.
In the stories about his life, it is mentioned that Eddie was a foundling. He was an orphan. Did that determine how he lived his life thereafter?
It had everything to do with it, because as a young boy, especially being named Merle, in 1920s, 30s, and 40s, the people were very mean. And so Eddie took his anger and frustration out on the side of a barn. And as he grew older, I think that's one of the things that kept him going, was to sit there and sign autographs. He never turned anyone away, but most importantly, the children.
Anne-Marie Fainer, thank you very much for talking with us about your late husband, the king of the King and his Court, Eddie Fainer.
Thank you, Robert.